Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the Japan Agricultural Journalist Association, JAJA, I would like to express our greatest appreciation to colleagues at IFAJ. Connie, secretary of IFAJ, told me yesterday that a friend from Madagascar had donated 50 euros for us in cash. I firmly believe no other organization of journalists on the planet raised such generous funds for victims in Japan. We will let people know that IFAJ is right with farmers hit by the disaster. I am very much proud of being part of IFAJ, and we are different. The donation will be used accordingly by Japan Agricultural Journalist Association, and we will let you know. The great disaster caused by a large earthquake struck eastern Japan on March 11, followed by a severe tsunami and serious meltdown accident at Fukushima nuclear plant. More than 20,000 people were killed or missing, and still hundreds of thousands of people are forced to evacuate from their homes. Farmers in the area are struggling to rebuild the agriculture. The day the quake hit Japan, I got many calls and emails from friends at IFAJ asking if and my family members are okay, or were there any victims within JAJA members. In a nutshell, there was no fatal casualty within our organization, and including my family. Fortunately or unfortunately, I was at Wellington, New Zealand that day, and struggling to obtain further information of my family. Some offered me a safe place for our family, and I would like to say thank you very much for your support. Our life in Tokyo area has come back in normal, almost more than 90% as we used to be. But the stories are totally different when it comes to eastern part of Japan, especially in Fukushima. I have several inquiries about Mr. Hanzawa near Sendai City. He's okay. Mr. Hanzawa Yoshiki was one of the farmers who hosted you during the Congress in Japan 2007. And he is a diligent dairy farmer educated in this country, Canada. Many participants of this Congress were so impressed that they asked me of him. He was okay. His farm is 20 kilometers off the coast, so there was no severe damage by tsunami to his farm. He could not milk for several days because of out of electric power. Then he managed to have a small power generator to activate the milking devices, but still he should dump it to his grassland for a week because no correct service by milking companies were available. I visited his farm last month, and he tried to hang in the business. His cow was shaping up from the bad conditions. He expected milking would be back in normal in several months. He asked me to convey his sincere thanks to IFAJ colleagues, but he could not say the worst is over because his farm is located just next to Fukushima Prefecture, where the nuclear plant blew up radioactive materials. They are not allowed to use their hay or rice straw left outside for feeding, and are facing severe consumer reaction to milk from the area in the northeastern part of Japan. It will last for some time, maybe decades or maybe 100 years. Even most of food available in Japan are safe to eat. Although the Canadian Food Inspection Authority has already lifted all the restrictions against the Japanese food, imported Japanese food, saying food are safe to eat, as safe as Canadian food. And not only Japanese consumers, but also still foreign consumers are worrying safetiness of Japanese food. One thing I'm sure is one our farmers, including, I'm sorry, I'm sure is one our farmer in the farming industry has a big challenge with the radioactivity topic issues. We have to live with reality that consumers are nervous about safety of food. I firmly believe It is a time for agricultural journals in Japan to report based on sound science. It's a time for us to work. I like an old saying in Japan, there's no night which isn't followed by dawn. Thank you very much. Thank you, friends.